Here's the big question. How do we as salespeople develop the right mindset, tactics, and skills to thrive in today's ever-changing, technologically advanced world? Welcome to the Sales Lab. This podcast is dedicated to the answer. All right, welcome back to the Sales Lab. I am so excited to have another session with you all. It's been a little while. You know, the pandemic has impacted all of us in different ways, and you know, getting off schedule and getting off how we feel about approaching our business is changing a bit and has changed. And so I wanted to do this episode specifically for those of you who may be feeling that way, who may be feeling that your business is failing, or your business is just off track, or just has lost its mojo, lost its momentum. And that could be pandemic related. It could just be, you know, you getting in your own head about what the nuances of your business is experiencing and being impacted by COVID. But there's all these different reasons why we may be feeling our businesses are failing. And I want to touch on that because there are three things, in my opinion, that are causing you to feel that your business is failing. I'm not saying your business is failing. I'm saying you're feeling like your business is failing. And there's three reasons why. Number one is because the lack of purpose or the lack of direction. You don't have a specific roadmap designed for your business. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what that outcome is that you're looking to accomplish. And I know a lot of you say, well, hey, I have my goals and I write them down every day. And goal, you know, that's fine. Your goals for the day or your goals maybe for even your entire business is fine, but that's not the same as purpose. That's not the same as why are you doing this in the first place? What is it that's driving you to get up every day and go to work and do the things that you want to do and serve the clients that you serve? The purpose behind what you're doing is going to drive you further than any goal that you may come up with or write down. Okay, so develop, design, figure out a purpose behind what it is that you're trying to accomplish. Okay, that's number one. Number two is cadence. I've talked about this on another episode, but having a routine every single day that you follow, a cadence of activity within your business, knowing that every single day you're going to accomplish X, Y, and Z. And it doesn't have to be the same thing every single day, this kind of like just drawn out, droning through your business. That's not what I mean. What I mean is a cadence of accomplishing certain things each day. And that's what you design the night before. You want to make sure that you have the things that you want to accomplish the next day written down, whether it's just three bullet points of three things you need to accomplish in your business. That is what you need to also instill in your business so you don't feel like you're failing. Because if you get to the office or you get to your, you know, dining room table or wherever it is that you're working on your business or in your business, you want to make sure that you have some direction, right? You want to know that there's that cadence of activity that you have to get done today in order to stay in business, in order to serve the clients that you're serving, right? So I would say develop that cadence so that every single day you have a feeling, a knowing of what it is that you're going after every single day. And the third thing, the reason why you feel like your business is failing is because you have no support system. And I don't mean your spouse. I don't mean your mom. I don't mean all those people that say, hey, go get them today. You know, I'm here for you. I believe in you. I'm not talking about that kind of support system, although it's very important to have those people as your cheerleaders behind you. I'm talking about a support system of a mentor or a advisor or a coach of some sort, or someone that you can bounce ideas off of. Even a partner is a support system. Someone that you can bring into the business that says, hey, I'm going to do these things, you're going to do these things, but I really need someone to collaborate with. And quite honestly, you don't even need necessarily a full-fledged partner, just someone that you can maybe even be accountability partners with, someone that you can count on to hold you accountable, to collaborate ideas on, to brainstorm certain things, to bounce some ideas off of, because trying to do everything yourself is just never going to feel good. And then you're going to feel like you're failing because you just don't know what it is that you should be doing, or whether you're taking the right step. You're essentially guessing and hoping that you're going down the right path. But sometimes you just need that extra edge of, hey, I really just don't see that as a viable plan for you, or let's talk through it so that we can figure out if this is going to actually work for, you know, your business or our business if we are partners, right? So I would say those three things are the reason why you feel like you're failing. If you don't have a support system, if you don't have a cadence, if you don't have a purpose behind what you're doing, then you are going to feel every single day that you are just not accomplishing anything, that you're failing, and that maybe you should give up and go do something else. If you're feeling that way, I want you to reach out to me and let's figure out how we can instill those three things into your business, because I guarantee you, once you do, you will 100% have a different outlook and feeling of how your business is going. All right, talk to you on the next one. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode. My friends, we are living in the sharing economy. So if you would, please share this podcast, share this episode with someone you feel might be impacted positively by this message. And don't forget, the sharing also includes your 5-star review on iTunes. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I love you for it. Talk to you soon.